I just concentrate on trying to give my best every single day. You know, when I come to work, it's something in me changes. I'm a different person than when I'm at home, just a completely different person. I don't want to be bothered. I don't want to have any friends. I just want to go out there and battle in that war at that time. And then when it's over, I recognize everybody again. You know, it's just that I remember everyone around me again. But during that time, I just don't. I really don't.
But is that why, you know, if you have teammates who make comments, certainly Jeff Kent's comments, I don't know if those hurt you, or you say, you know, maybe he is accurate in some of that. Maybe that's just who I am. I don't know if, is there anything wrong with that? That's just who I am as a player and as a person.
Well, I don't think it's fair to Jeff Kent when he's made statements, and we've talked about it, where he said, no, I don't take the same bus. Well, nobody takes the bus. Everybody's in the cab or something early. You know, I don't go out there and stretch all the time either. No one does this on an everyday basis. There's not one player in this team that can sit there and say they've been at stretching every minute. There's Eric Davis right now not stretching. The team stretches at 4:05. I'm sitting there talking to you. There's Sean Dunson right over there talking. Here's Kurt Reeder signing the jersey. Shall I go on? Jeff Kent just walked out the door. And there's a person way down at the other end. That is, young Calvin Murray, who's even a rookie, is not even on time. It's 4:06 right now. Now, is that accurate?
But does it hurt
and
you?
And you're sitting in this locker room seeing the same thing I'm seeing.
I know. But
so then, is that fair?
But why do you get that reputation? Because I said this to you before.
I'm just glad that you got to see us. Now you can go back to Rick and sit there and say, ah, there's one mistake.
But why do you get labeled that way? Because we've spoken. And I understand your focus, tunnel vision that you have. I guess part of me would expect you to be more of a leader, a vocal leader. But it just seems like there's more, it's piling on with you, and that seems to be, it takes away from the accomplishments.
I think what it is, Dan, is this. When I first came up in baseball, and this is the God's truth, I liked everything and everyone. Reporters came up to me, asked me any interviews they wanted to from when I was in minor leagues on. And then I think I had it was a bad year or something. This is when I all of a sudden understood what was going on here.
You understood
Nobody
the game.
Nobody called me. Nobody wanted to talk to me. All of a sudden, I was a different person. When I first came up, it was like, oh, Barry, you know, what can we do for you? This and that. You know, here, we'll take you places. Go here. I mean, I saw more things than I've ever seen in my entire life with my parents. And all of a sudden, I wasn't the man anymore, you know, for whatever reason. And all of a sudden, all this stuff, oh, no, you've got to get your own way. Oh, no, we can't, that's fine. No, we don't have any more tickets. And I was like, huh, that's how this game's played. So I said, my dad said, you know what, don't worry about all the other stuff. You got to play the game, just play the game. So I played the game. So I said, I got to play baseball. That's what I am here to do. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play baseball. And I dedicated myself 100% playing baseball, especially when my son was born in 1989. That really gave me the really hard dedication. I knew what I had a responsibility. I had another mouth to feed, and that child was my child, and that he depends on me. And I sat there and said, you know what? I'll never get slapped in the face like that ever, ever again.
What did losing the MVP to Pendleton bring you into reality that you can lose an award because of a lack of personality or playing the game of the media? Because I said this to you, there's no way you should have lost that, and you did. You lost an MVP to Terry Pendleton, who had a great year, but look at the numbers.
I don't worry about things I can't control. I can only worry about things I can't control, and I can control who I want to let in and who I want to let out. And that's the only thing I can't control. I can control who I want in my life, and then I can control who I don't want in my life. And those are the things that I do control. And it may irk people because they can't get into my life. That's what upsets them, because they can't come in. But you know what? You had a chance to come in. I didn't tell you to spit in my face first. I didn't tell you to call me names. I didn't tell you to throw stones at me. I just closed the door on you. That's all. You know what I mean? You take it however you want to take it. But I have no hard feelings. I don't dislike you. I'm not going out there purposely disrespecting you. I'm not calling you any names. I'm not saying anything. I just say, hey, you know what? I don't choose to be around that. I choose to live like this. And that's my choice. But I shouldn't be punished for having my own choices.